السلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سلم سنة يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continue our hadith, inshaAllah ta'ala, about Mu'afafat Ahlul Jannah. Allah described in His book, and the Sunnah also described about the people of Al Jannah, those who enter the Jannah, who is qualified to enter the Jannah. We ask Allah ta'ala in the beginning of our hadith today, that Allah tabaraka ta'ala choose us to be among those who enter the Jannah with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's our goal, and we need to prepare ourselves to increase our deeds to enter al-Jannah inshaAllah, and it's easy. It doesn't cost you money, it doesn't cost you hardship, but certain actions in Islam you could do it, and Allah tabaraka ta'ala will bless you to be among those who enter al-Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. We took some ayat from Surah Al-Imran yesterday, and we repeat this ayat again, and I think we took some of it yesterday, and we continue. Allah tabaraka ta'ala said in Surah Al-Imran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم استغفروا ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. And we repeat it again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hurry, seeking forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from your Lord, because Allah will prepare a jannah for you, and the wide for this jannah will be as well as are the heaven and earth. Subhanallah. عِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah prepared it for those who are righteous. Those who fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and those who hope that Allah tabaraka ta'ala to bless them with al-Jannah. And the ayah describes who is those people, who is those people, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ بِالسَّرَّاءِ وَالْضَرَّاءِ. Those who spend in Allah's cause, right? In prosperity and adversity. والقاضمين الغيظ. And those who repress and hold the anger. والعافين عن الناس. والله يحب المحسنين. And who pardon men. Verily Allah loves المحسنين, the good doers. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله. And those who, when they have committed fahisha or wrong doors, what happened? ذكر الله. They remember Allah تبارك وتعالى, and they mention His name. فاستغفروا لذنوبهم. And they seek forgiveness against the sins which they have committed. ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله. And who else forgive the sins except Allah تبارك وتعالى. And I think we stop in this ayah for today, and we'll go for the seed, inshaAllah ta'ala. Those whom they commit innocence or transgressed against their own self, call it al-fahisha. Fahisha in the Arabic language meaning al-kabair, the great sins, which the Muslim found themselves committed daily or once, whatever it is. such as Al-Kabair, the great sins in Islam, Muslims should avoid this area because this may lead the Muslim to be punished in the hellfire, ya'udhu billah. So when they found themselves to commit this such kind of sins like that, such as قتل النفس بغير حق, قتل النفس, slay a soul without any right, kill some people without any right, Muslim or non-Muslim, we are not allowed to attack any against anybody except in a state or the cause or the cause of justice. وَعَقُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, disobey your parents is a great, is a kabira. Kabira is mean a great sin. Be aware to disobey. You have to be beautiful to your parents. No marat. وَإِنْ ظَلَمَاكَ, even they transgress you, even if they work against you, even they treat you unjustly, you cannot stand up and fight against them, or you curse them, or you disobey them. Muslim has to disobey, has to respect their parents. قول الزور, to give like a false statement, it's a kabira. They call you to be witness between two people and your heart inclined to one of the brothers, and you give your testimony on behalf of your friends against an innocent person in order to give him victory. He cannot do that at all. قول الحق ولو كان مرا. You have to say the truth, even if this truth, it will be better. So you have to say the truth all the time and avoid any false testimony. أكل الربا is a kabira in Islam. We have to hurry up and forgive, let's ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to forgive us. The interest, the category, the different category. Remember, you may be happy today about the house, about the car which you buy by riba. And what you're going to do with Allah tabaraka ta'ala? Avoid. You ask the ulama today, they give fatwa, cheap fatwa all over. Fatwa, put your money in a bank and get interest. And in the end of the year, get rid of it. Subhanallah, what about if you die before the end of the year to collect this interest? What are you going to tell Allah? Return me back to this life to get rid of my interest? لا يا أخي, Allah, إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيب. Allah is good. Accept nothing from you except this good. Don't take the riba and contribute to the people. Why you need it, يا أخي? $50, $100, $200 every year, or $300 from interest. You going to make you rich? لا يا أخي. Get rid of it. Put your bank in a regular checking account and don't take any interest. Haram riba. كل قرض جلب منفعة فهو ربا. Every loan or every money, you put it or save it and reduce money in interest is riba. ويعوذ بالله. Ask Allah to free all of us from the riba. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتي زمان على أمتي من لم يتعامل بالربا يصيبه غباره. And one day my ummah will face it, who doesn't deal directly with riba, he will catch the bus of this riba. Catch the bus. Look at the system around us today. Everything. Social security. Yeah, like interest, pension plan, 401, whatever, K, whatever is. All this stuff we are surrounded. You find yourself today, dealing with the riba, dealing with the credit card, Muslim go and buy some stuff, and doesn't pay the bill in time, and he found himself exactly has to pay some percentage extra, percentage over than the price, the principle. Fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala and try to avoid this. Beware, be aware of the riba. Allah tabaraka ta'ala never declare war and his messenger against anybody except those who are dealing with riba. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Wait for a war, come from Allah and his messenger. He said, how come Allah tabaraka ta'ala gonna declare a war against me? He's gonna bring it, he's gonna go and fight me with a sword or gun. Remember, war meaning there is a disease around. It's a war from Allah ta'ala. And blessing in your risk. You may make a lot of money. You find yourself, make a lot of money. And then after that, in the end of the month, nothing. Everything be done. Where the money is? Nothing, no money. Subhanallah, and he cry. The brother cry all the time, cry. Not listening. You make a lot? But not listening. You find yourself because you say, Muslim, somebody says, don't worry about it. Give it to me, I deal with riba. I deal with riba. I know exactly this is just, it's okay. Give it to me, I deal with riba. And in the end, this person, what happened is, not listening. All the time, he's making more than $100,000 a year. And all the time he has debt. He has loan here, loan for the car, loan for the kids, for the school, loan for so and so forth, and so on. Everything he buys by river. And in the end, he found his salary where? He's going everywhere because there is no blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, somebody is Muslim. He makes like a few dollars. $18,000, $20,000, and we ask him, Alhamdulillah, I'm saving money, Allahu Akbar, I'm eating good and everything, because they don't understand there is a blessing from Allah, barakah from Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. Don't do this, my brother, because working very hard, and you're making the money, you don't care where the money came from, and in the end you're going to leave it to your children, or somebody else is going to take it, and you will be charged, and everybody will be innocent, your children will be innocent, they don't make money, my dad, he left the money for me, alright? And who gonna be charged? You or your children? You! You are the one! You're going to be charged in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Riba, avoid. Hakinu mali yateen. Be aware to swallow and eat the money which belongs to the al-yateen. Belongs to al-yateen, the orphans. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you in this exam or this trial, you have to fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala with the money which belongs to the orphans. You know, my brother yesterday, he told me, where are you? I called him to come and take the dinner with me. He told me I'm in a funeral. I said, subhanAllah, funeral, he didn't tell me who that. He said, my friend, he passed away. How old is your friend? He said, 35 years old. And what happened? Why you stay a long time? He said, because the people, they make a lot of food. Funeral, people go for funeral and they make a lot of food. We don't know how we make this huge amount of food. Big quantity of food, subhanAllah. And I said, this brother who passed away, he has children? Yes. He has three baby children. SubhanAllah. And the people go and they move them to a hall, they rent a hall, and they give them the best food. They slaughter a cow, and everybody, they have a lot of meat. SubhanAllah, give this money for who? For the children. It belongs. This is Akilu Mali Yati. We're going to do that and eat. This is belong. It's the orphan. Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu wa arda, he visits a man, he visits a house, and this house, they look to the beloved one. And what happened is, all the Sahaba, they go and to, for this house, actually to, give them sympathy or something like this. And what how Umar did, look at the people. Look how the Islam is. He went and he, what happened? He shot down what? The lamp. They have like a lamp with gas or the oil. Actually, people sitting in the light. He came and blew in exactly in the fire and they shot it down. And they told him, Ya Umar, we're sitting here in the dark. You cannot see each other. He said, no, this is belonging to the orphan. Allahu Akbar. Because this is belonging to the orphan. All the money which belonged to those people belonged to his orphan. Don't eat it. Don't even take a cup of coffee. Don't even take a cup of tea. Just do your job to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why you say eat? Why you drink? This is belonging to the orphan. Akilu mali yateen, be aware of it. Alright? Now, Kabira also, from Al-Kabira, التولي يوم الزحف. We hear actually that the Muslim country are in trouble and your name are there and so and you escape from the battlefield. This is Kabira, a great sin. Al-Zina, the Zina وَلِعَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ. The Muslim today get involved with Zina and adultery وَلِعَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ with different category. They are not Muslim. SubhanAllah. Yeah, one book does not become, you know, I got enjoyed actually with the Indian girl. She's not a Muslim. Yeah, so subhanAllah, yeah, Allah forbid you even to marry her. You go and enjoy with her. Of course, in her relation, she doesn't care if this is adultery or not adultery. And to find the Muslim himself, to find him, because he has a girlfriend. A Muslim has a girlfriend. Cannot be happy. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Zina is in the day of the judgment. Allah Ta'ala will put all the ad-duna'wa. They will be naked in like in a big box made from the glass. Everybody could see them. And the fire under. And when the fire, the flame will be strong, you find the people will be raised up.
until the neck of this bottle. The neck. They said, Allah, we're going to come out. And then when they almost gonna come out, the flame of the fire will shut down. So they come down again. And then after that, the fire will be strong. Up and down, wishing. They go out from this bottle, and then in the end, what happened? They cannot come out. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free all of us and forgive all our sins for the adultery and indirectly and indirectly. InshaAllah ta'ala, may Allah free all of us. Be aware of the adultery, the preparation of the adultery. You may find yourself in a small sense, you know, I just have a magazine. It's only a magazine, eh? And then after that the magazine, you look at the magazine, what happened in the magazine? You look at actually a naked woman, whatever it is. And then after that, what happened after that? You are young, or actually you are human, and you find yourself, you need to the second step. What is the second step? Just to go to club. Go and take a show. Look for a show. Look for one time to, and this is preparation for the dinner. Avoid carrots from the beginning in order to be safe, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah free all of us and forgive all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. Asaiqa. Fifth, steal. He's stealing. The Muslim today, under, they steal, but they say, I'm not a thief. So what did you do, my brother? It's a commission. I have right to do that. It's like a commission. And they name it with a different name. SubhanAllah, in order to accept it, why are you scared? Why you feel sad? It's just a commission. That's your money. And the one, brother cheating his brother, and he told him, I have experience in the stock market. And he took $20,000 from him. SubhanAllah. And then after that, he took the $20,000, he spent it somewhere. He did not even exactly invested in the market. And when the brother came to him, because they did not write the agreement between of them. So what happened after that, he told him, I lost in the market. Give me proof. I don't have any proof. And he took the money from him until today, and the brother is praying like nothing, like he did not take any money from his brother. SubhanAllah, it's not working. Sariqa means the stealing from the Muslim or a non-Muslim credit card. Muslim today has a credit card. Oh, this credit card belongs to the Yahud. Then they get as much as they could. And how many people taking stealing the money and escape outside? Is stealing this company from the credit card. Forgery. SubhanAllah. You cannot do that. The Muslim has to be honest. People will enter the Islam because of you. Because you are honest. And when they look at you, our Muslims are honest. They don't steal. This is the description of the people of Muhammad. Charles Khamr. To drink all the kind of wine, beer. Beer, and exactly they're deceiving you. Beer is not haram. So what is not haram? It is the refreshment. They change the name in order to accept it. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ So we have to be aware of Al-Kajira. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those whom they commit fahisha. Fahisha, it means the great sins. All this category and the others which we describe it. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ Or they transgressed against their own self. How? The small sins and the big sins. Transgressed against themselves, it's more bitter because that is, it's been a great sin and the small sins because they transgressed their own self against their own self. This is, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيدَ مُسْلِمٍ to be prevented to enter the Jannah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create a clear all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. But when you find yourself in general committing this sin, right away what you have to do, as we declared yesterday, Zakarullah. Just remember Allah right away. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakarullah. Tastaghfiru li dhunubihim. And they say, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. This, how come I did that? Ya Allah, give me tawbah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what? وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا And they don't have insist to continue of this sin. Because every day we commit this sin, we commit this sin, until the sin became normal in your life. When you do this, every day became normal in your life. You understand? You cannot get rid of it. It became like, if you, for example, you go with a girlfriend, do it every day, and every week, and 4 years, It became not normal or not normal. It became normal. But those, the real believers who entered the Jannah, when they found themselves commit the sins and they fell in the sins, right away, it's astaghfirullah, this haram, what I did. And right away, you come back to Allah Ta'ala, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذْنُوبِهِمْ They take forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and they ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive them. Right? And then after that, remember, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Exactly. If you make a sin, commit sins against any Muslim, and you ask him, forgive me. You should ask Allah first to forgive you, because this is against yourself, the transmission against yourself, and remember, you have to ask Allah first to forgive you, because who is else? Who else? Besides Allah to forgive and pardon. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala uliyya alone, subhanallah. So, there's a lot of the descriptions because the time is over. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Success due to the believers. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاةٍ خَاشِعُونَ This is another description. We will take this ayah next time, inshaAllah ta'ala. For success for the believer to enter the Jannah and through the salah, through how we secure and guard your private parts and all this. It's a lot of description also. We need to take it in our consideration to find out, to be closer to Al-Jannah, to prepare yourself to increase your deeds, to be qualified for Al-Jannah. We ask Allah Ta'ala to provide us with Al-Jannah, Jannah Al-Kardaw, with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we ask Allah to forgive all our sins, and we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to guide us to do righteous and to be among the righteous people and to die in the state of Islam with all believers. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to forgive all Muslims everywhere and accept all our deeds, and we call off one each other fi sabilillah inshaAllah ta'ala. Be aware from your salah. Increase your salah, increase your zakah, increase your fasting in order to be qualified to enter Al-Jannah. I ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive all our sins and inshaAllah Ta'ala to increase our knowledge. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to provide us with masjid very soon inshaAllah Ta'ala, and to make it sincerely to Allah Ta'ala. I ask Allah to give us the patience, because it's not an easy project. We have to go through a difficult time sometimes in order to buy house of Allah, especially in this area. It's a lot of problem you may face. We ask Allah Ta'ala to provide us with a masjid very soon, inshaAllah. Allahumma akhir al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat, lahya'u minhum wal-amwat, wal-muslimina wal-muslimat, lahya'u minhum wal-amwat, ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إذا ظلمنا أنفسنا اللهم تقبلنا في الصالحين بنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار لا تعذبنا وأنت بنا راحم اللهم تقبلنا في الصالحين وانصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين اللهم تقبلنا في الصالحين وانصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم تب على التائبين واعف عن المسيء منا وارزقنا الهداية والتقى والعفاف اللهم يا رب العالمين نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم اعف عن سيئاتنا إنا كنا من الظالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته